Welcome to A Load of Old Toffee, episode number 60. Brought to you in association with boroughguide.co.uk and David Lloyd Jim in Stevenage. First of the new year. I suppose we should say Happy New Year to everybody. It's a little bit belated, but
it has been
fairly Happy New Year. I've got Mark Hollis.
Hello.
And Dean Thompson alongside me as always. Also joined, not sure how this is going to go because I think it could go quite loud. We've got Banker Bob and Deltic.
Hey. Now,
Banker Bob, we know. I sit next to him most games, so most Three Counties listeners have probably heard Bob.
I'm famous for being heard on Radio Chester before now.
And Deltic.
Yep.
I guess a lot of people would have heard you as well.
They probably have, on the East Terrace.
Yeah.
I've got a loud voice when I'm there.
A loud voice.
Right.
Do loud voices, don't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Good weekend?
Lovely weekend.
Did you?
I'd have such a nice time.
Where did you go?
Pop World. Promised myself I wasn't going to go in there.
What's that then?
It's a cheesier version of Jumpin' Jacks.
Mm.
Oh. In York.
But are based in the north.
And it has a revolving dance floor.
Oh, God.
Which, I hasten to add, I didn't go on. I didn't stick to my guns as far as not going in there. I got peer pressured into Pop World.
Which of the borough faithful did go on the revolving dance floor?
Everybody else other than me and Mark Edwards. It was a sight to behold. Because, yeah, it was such a nice time.
Did it accelerate and they all started spinning off the sides?
That would have been more enjoyable than what I put up with. But it was nice. I had a better time than the young lad that was getting dragged around outside the way by the old bill at the end. I'm not sure who that was, but oh dear.
Was he a home fan?
No, I think he was one of ours.
No,
I couldn't tell at the time.
Was he misbehaving?
I don't know who it was. I just saw somebody down on the floor, covered in police.
Covered in police.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then somebody went, "Oh yeah, it was from the away end." I don't know who it was, but
okay,
probably a steward.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe
he's putting up quite some resistance, so fair play to him.
Maybe Wes has finally tracked down that bloke from Northampton.
Yeah, either that or it was Ukrainian Phil coming in to get me for starting a conga.
Oh, you had a conga, did you?
Yeah, yep.
I thought this was a football talk podcast.
Nice to have a conga.
It's been all dance so far.
Nice to have a conga, I think.
All right, let's bring back the York fans trip a little bit later on. Let's talk about the last six games, shall we?
Yep.
Bob, can you remember the last time Stevenage lost?
Oh, wasn't this year, was it?
No. Can you remember,
who
it was?
You should remember.
I know who it was, yeah. In the league?
Yeah.
Or in cup competition?
In the league, who was it?
In the league, yes, I remember that. I didn't go.
No, you were unable
December
to.
The 13th, away at Newport.
Newport. Why would you remember that one?
Because I couldn't go, and I knew it was the 13th of December.
And it was Newport.
I'm dreading them coming up here, I really am.
Yeah, so where actually is your allegiance, 100%? Where will it be when Newport comes to Stevenage?
I'll be wearing 50-50, probably, on the day.
Yeah? Not sitting next to me, then.
I will.
We'll have him out.
We'll
have him thrown into the away end.
Get him thrown out like what that Cambridge fan was. As he was going out going, "I'm 55, I support both teams." Right, don't stand next to the Barmy Army and sing Cambridge songs, mate.
But is it a coincidence this run seems to have followed on from the last podcast, of course, when we had a whole gaggle of Stevenage fans here? Who were requesting certain things, and in my mind, I think they've got just about everything they've requested.
Some wonderfully enlightening views, haven't they?
Yeah, and I mean, we all know that Graham, you know, religiously listens and downloads it to the Bentley, and obviously,
I think Mitch actually transcribes it and sticks it up on the notice board at Bradbury End.
Yeah, so with the minds that we had in the room for the last one, it's no surprise.
That assumes they can read.
That's true. Yeah.
Not footballers.
That's been great, though, hasn't it? I mean, and to be honest, I thought Saturday really... It was the last game of the run so far. because it's going to continue, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The latest
but
game.
I think it was. It was probably as good as any of them as well. You've probably seen them as much as me, Mark.
I've not seen the away games, other than York, which was.
Well, there was
away
only
game.
One other away game, wasn't there?
Okay.
Oh, no, Morecambe. Dagenham was in there.
Yeah, I think it's been brilliant. I think it's been very, very, very good. I think we could have absolutely trounced Cambridge, but we let that slip a little bit. But I thought Saturday, from what I can remember, was was pretty damn good.
You
and
chaps,
sorry, Mark.
No, I was just going to say it's a bit like a kind of a sea change has happened, as if someone's put something in Graham's tea, or maybe he did listen to the last Alute and sort of take down religiously all the notes that people had given him. Because I was beginning to despair. I've always been a huge Wesley fan, but I was beginning to despair, and suddenly, just when you think you know you can't bear any more of it, all this happens. Brilliant.
Well, on top of that, just when things seem to be going right, David McAllister goes back.
Yeah.
We lose Brunt, and I confess, I thought it's all going to go shipshape now.
Yeah.
And it didn't. That was the great thing. Players stepped up. Dean Parrott's come back into the squad. He's changed his attitude or something.
Yeah.
But he's been playing well recently. Waltz, okay, he's not the most scientific of players, but what's that, Dino?
Nothing.
But yeah, I mean, he's getting stuck in. He's going to get a yellow card virtually every game, admittedly, but he stepped up to the plate in midfield there, and a bit of shifting around, putting Lee up front, and Marriott coming back, of course, has made a huge difference.
I like Adam Marriott.
It's a shame we've not seen more in this season yet, but we will. And Tom Pett on the other side, he's playing his out of his skin at the moment. And we've not noticed those two almost not being there.
Yeah. But it's funny how that happens sometimes, isn't it? You know, we put a great deal of kind of store in having McAllister and Brunt. You worry about them going, I worried about them going, and then suddenly when they're gone, I wouldn't say we didn't miss them as such, but everybody else kind of fills in the gaps, don't they? And that's sort of,
yeah.
It's good when that happens.
That shows that people are wanting to play for the shirt, and they've got the desire, they've got the hunger now, which I don't think was there back in October.
Yeah, I mean, but having said that, I mean, Graham has always said, you know, stick with this bunch. I mean, he did say rather outspokenly at the start of the season
Wimbledon.
About how good the side was.
And this was the best this could be the best squad ever, wasn't it, at Wimbledon?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We all sort of, you know, chortled up our sleeves a little bit, didn't we, at him, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, and it's still kind of early days, but I mean, now the squad's coming together, they're playing together, they're playing for each other. There's a lot of cohesion in there. I mean, there was one bit on Saturday, down your end, it was probably right in front of you, Mark.
Probably.
When the ball was in the York 18-yard box, and it was just pinging around back heels, and there was a shot in the end, but you could kind of look down and I wondered quite what Graham Wesley was thinking at that one, because it's not the sort of football that we're used to seeing, but it was great to see, and hopefully that won't get taken out of it, because you know they did such a good job on Saturday. They weren't really in danger of losing that one, I don't think, but the players were allowed to express themselves.
The confidence must be going up all the time, because now they know they don't have to lose, they can win, keep winning.
But also we're seeing the team now not surrendering a lead so easily, or going behind and just giving up the ghost and more or less backing up and going home.
They're coming back, there's
fight, there's desire, there's passion in the side now. I've always said, since the very opening of the season, we were going to finish at least in the playoffs. And I was starting to doubt myself when we were sliding down the table instead of sliding up it. But it's starting to look, touch wood, good.
Yeah, I think it's. I was chatting to a friend the other day who comes down to sort of intermittently to games. He's not been to an awful lot recently. And he said, "Well, what's happened?"
Well, that was
what's
the question I was about
and
to
I, and
pose
I don't know, cause
to,
not
to
been,
you two guys, because I don't know what it is.
There's not been a fixture, is there? There's not been one game where you've gone away to the league leaders that are running away from it, and you've beaten them in their ground. You think, and all of a sudden you can see this massive change. There wasn't a game where we sort of went, we didn't deserve to win that, we nicked it. Perhaps we can go on a bit of a run. Mm. It just sort of happened. Nothing really changed.
If you ask that question, I think it started happening round about the time Ryan Brunt first came into the side.
Mm.
Did.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, very much
and
so.
He was a good frontman leader.
Just been released by Bristol Rovers, by the way.
Yeah. We weren't dreadful at...
In the same way McAllister was just released.
I'm just flicking through the Borough chat, and I'm going to have to bring something in at the request of Bulldog Borough in a minute. But we weren't terrible at... where do you come
Newport.
From?
Newport.
Where do
you
come from?
We weren't terrible, but the last...
principality altogether.
We weren't terrible at once.
The last 20 minutes, we were sitting there going, oh, it's all right, but we ain't going to score. And we'd just come off the back of our mini pre-season that Graham had been talking about. And again, we were all going, oh, that was a good 2 weeks well spent, Graham. Congratulations. And then Exeter, something, you know, we nicked that. Did we nick it? I don't know if we nicked it, but they were all right. Everyone was waxing lyrical about how lovely Exeter were to watch. I couldn't give a monkey's personally whether they were good to watch. We beat them.
But we put a lot of graft into that game, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a tough game. The pitch wasn't in the best of nick, and of course it still isn't. But something happened that day, and just all clicked together, and that back five stuck together, and that's been the most
been key.
Yeah, and Darius Charles for me has been the best player in a Stevens shirt for the last 6-8 games.
He's been very, very, very impressive.
Yeah, there's been, yeah, but you could argue that as well, though, because there's been several players that have been the best player in the Stevens shirt.
I'm kind of looking at it from a social and domestic point of view. The poor bloke's been shifted here, there, everywhere. He's played at left back, he's played up top, he's had pelters thrown at him by certain members of the fan base, and he's come out and he's just been an 8, 9 out of 10 every week.
Yeah.
Go on, do that again. Move your head from side to side like that again.
But it's,
been a
it's
9 out of 10, isn't it? he's been good. He hasn't been a 9 out of 10.
No, he's still susceptible as any human being playing in League Two to the odd error. But it hasn't led to a goal like it had earlier in the season.
There's still been a couple of moments where I've had my head in my hands, no more than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Wellesley, you know, you saw him going for stuff earlier in the season and he was missing it and leaving a ruddy great gap behind him, and he hasn't done that.
No.
So whether Jason's been working with that back four, or you've got the Akimo at the left and Henry at the right, and it just, everybody settles down then, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's what helps, that we've got a proper left back playing at left back.
Who was a non-league player last year, like, you know, Wells, and like
Marriott,
and like Pett.
Yeah.
You know, from August, and Graham said, well, it takes a bit of time to settle in, and you think, well, there isn't that much of a gap because you see other players move into it seamlessly, but you do need a little bit of time, don't you? I said August, didn't I? I went, rah, Tom Bett's the next Luke Freeman, and then I went, oh God. You know, I thought that's the last we're going to see of him when he was left out, but they've done something in training with him.
If he carries on like this, Pett, we're going to get a lot of money for him.
Yeah.
Same for Parrott. I did laugh the other day when Graham suggested that he was going to go for £2 million on the basis of having a better game in one game than Grimes.
Yeah.
But,
and that's you know, 8 weeks after he hauled him after 30 minutes in a home game.
Yeah. He's
but
talking
Parrott
up the values already, isn't he?
Yeah. He's been superb, Parrott. Really, really, really good.
What was the last home game?
Who
did we play at home the week before? Anyway. In the last Wimbledon. 10 minutes, Wimbledon. It was getting a bit niggly, wasn't it, at one point?
Oh, yeah.
And Parrott has gone into the centre circle, and he has banged this challenge. And they're all going, "Eh, referee, foul!" It wasn't. It was a bloody...
It was a bloody good challenge.
As I said on Twitter, it was a magnificent, in capitals, challenge.
You were jumping around, leaping about
and
the press box at
it
the
was,
time.
I was in row F that day.
Oh, were you?
So I was jumping about in row F.
Okay.
And he absolutely hit this tackle. He got up and the bloke was rolling around. But we haven't seen that, have we, all season? And what a tackle. And that, for me, when we get into the playoffs, things like that are just going to remind me of this season. And we've been in the depths of despair. And we're going to be top seven. Easy we're going to be top seven.
Perhaps Graham's told us.
Easy.
Yeah, I, with we should probably broach it now, the signing of McAllister today. Yeah. McAllister and Parrott in the middle are as good a centre midfield partnership, or have been as good a centre midfield partnership as I can remember.
Yeah.
And I think McAllister's going to make 9-10 points difference to us. Probably 3 or 4 places could be the difference.
He's not
going to
get us 10 goals.
Between scraping the playoffs.
But he's a Joel Byrom.
Yeah, but he'll stop 10 goals.
Do you see that, Steve? You're a big
like
Joel Byrom fan. For me, he breaks everything up in front of that back four and gets it. He wins headers. You count how many. Next time you watch him, it's not the sort of thing you'd normally watch and see, but he wins so many headers. He just nicks in sometimes. Anyway, let's go
a little bit. We won't need the playoffs. With McAllister, signed
Bronco,
we won't
need
the playoffs.
Yeah. Right,
is it possible?
It's quite
possible.
We're only 10 points behind Luton, aren't we?
5 points
behind
Luton.
Five points behind Luton.
Nine off the top three, I think.
Wow. Easy.
What you have to remember, of course, though, is our main objective should be to avoid relegation.
I think we've probably done that.
Right, Bulldog Borough says you need to do a who's leaving to pay for Macca and Brunty question to calm things down and stop everyone drowning in saliva and something else.
He is right, because it. It's easy to get too excited, isn't it? But I have to say,
you texted me about 7 days ago and said I'm going to convulse if we sign McAllister. Steve Watkins to be convulsing leaves nothing to the imagination.
when you lose a player like McAllister and you worry about whether you're going to be able to get him back or not, and then after the couple of seasons we've had, winning 5 and drawing 1 of your last 6, and then signing the geezer back again. So then if you can't get excited about that after over the last 2 or 3 years we've had and what we've been watching, then you don't deserve to watch football.
Do you know what I like is he's come here on loan, he's played every minute of every game available to him, which means that Graham Wesley likes him, and then he's gone away and he wants to come back, and that's great for me. And you know, having seen the player, he is key to what's happened so far.
I was contacted by Shrewsbury.
Who? 23.
Yeah. One of the Shrewsbury fan sites got in touch with me through the SA and asked for a lull on their blog page, and they wanted a write up of all of their loan players, and could I write something about McAllister? And the last line of that was, please, can we keep him? What a revelation he'd been, and now I really want to keep him. And he came back to me and said, I wouldn't be surprised if you do keep him. He's so far down our pecking order.
Yeah.
So heaven knows who they've got playing centre mid.
Why is that? Why is he so good and they don't want him?
Well,
he was horses injured. For courses sometimes, and of course Steve's back to say he had that injury, isn't it?
The same with Brunt as well. When he first came on, The young lads behind me said, oh, he can't even get into Bristol Rovers side. What's he doing signing for us? Well, Rovers might not need a big geezer up front to win everything.
I was talking to somebody from York on Saturday.
No.
And he was asking about Brunt, and I was asking him about Brunt, and he said, no good. Couldn't score. We didn't want him.
But what do you want to use him for? That's the thing.
Yeah. So he was fabulous for us. Mm. You know, those 3 or 4 games before the injury, he was fabulous.
Exeter, he ran them ragged. Dagenham, he ran them ragged.
But then he's got the likes of Charlie Lee and, you know, feeding off of him. Rather than using him as your out-and-out goal-scoring striker, which perhaps he's not going to be.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. When Graham Wesley doesn't have an out-and-out striker.
Nah.
We haven't had an out-and-out striker since Steve Morrison.
I was going to say Carl Orford.
Yeah. Morrison went, and we haven't had an out-and-out striker since then. We have a big lump up front who can bring everybody else in to let them score goals. Well, we've got players in midfield that are going to score goals. And if you've got Geezer up front that can let them score goals, then I don't care if he doesn't score a single one. If the 15 that you might get and spread amongst everyone else. I couldn't give him monkeys.
Well, you've seen a player who's come off the bench, who's come off the pitch, and the Stevenage fans are on their feet clapping him off, and that says it all to me of what they felt about Brunt.
And
you saying that he's been released by Bristol Rovers?
Released by Bristol Rovers today.
Well, there you go.
Do we think that someone at the club is working their magic on that, maybe?
I would hope so.
because these things tend to come out quite in our favour sometimes, don't they?
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me to say we can't really afford you, can you forego something in your contract and we'll sort you out a little sweetener. I don't know if that's legal or not, but
we were invited into the lair, weren't we, up at Morecambe, into the away dressing room, and he told us that we wouldn't be signing any new players, didn't he? So he's lied on that one already.
Yeah, he did have a cheeky grin on his face.
That's because you were interviewing while he was lying on the physio bed, Steve. I'm not sure if you were having any touches or something going on there.
I spotted the cheeky grin if you didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
He might have been observing just some professional courtesy there when he said that. But
but knowing his way of splitting hairs, I mean, weren't really new players, were they?
No,
I mean, they're already.
There's a technical pitch there.
Let's take it further then. If you're chairman of Stevenage Football Club, who've been.
I don't want the double drop.
They've got a wafer thin squad who've kind of been, you know, well.
Are you suggesting that Graham was doing the Carl Robinson and not filling the bench to prove a point to his chairman?
No, I don't know. I'm not saying that because I don't think that's the case.
I didn't think you were.
I don't think that's the case at all. But I'm just thinking, what does the chairman think?
He's probably waiting for the £2 million in the summer for Dino.
We've got a side now. Okay, one game. All right, let's watch it. Then two games. Hang about. Three games. Six games. Well, hang about. We're in the playoffs now and maybe we want better than that. There's McAllister, we've got to go and get the other one, Brunt.
That would be the most successful Christmas / New Year period in living memory.
Definitely.
For that string of results and to sign those two lads, if we do get Brunt.
But somebody from another club would probably go, oh, so.
Yeah. Well, let them. Good. Yeah. Good, because that's what they've done for years. That's what happened through all them years.
Yeah.
Everyone from other clubs went, oh, well.
Oh, they've signed Brunt.
Exactly. Let them do it.
They're all jumping up and down.
The great thing is, though, we're beginning to irritate people again now.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Richard Money.
Oh, you should have seen it Saturday. You should have seen the York fans on Saturday.
And, of course, because we're right behind the dugout. So
Graham and Dino were at their best, and the York fans behind them, they were at their best, and one of them gave Graham some real, as he walked down the tunnel, it was a face-to-face, and he was told how rude he was.
Who Graham was?
No, the fan. A York fan.
Oh, because Graham doesn't like rudeness, does he?
No. And, yeah, it's the old Stevenage is coming back.
The dark
Don't tell
arts.
Anyone.
The dark arts are coming back.
Yes.
I've seen for the last two or three Saturdays. I've seen drinks breaks.
Yes. Mind you were talking a few minutes ago, Dino, about Parrott and that wonderful,
magnificent,
slightly physical tackle. Perhaps Graham's told him to go out and live to their reputation. Be big and strong and physical.
How
the hell Tom Petten had a Marriott?
I was
going to
say,
how can you
be big, strong, and physical when you got Charlie Lee and Whelpdale and Pett and Marriott?
Yeah, they're not exactly the largest on the planet,
but they're not big and strong, are they?
Well, maybe they are strong.
Although
they do seem to be developing their strengths now.
Yeah,
Marriott looks a lot more solid on the ball now than he was before he was injured.
That Pet goal against Wimbledon.
Yeah,
I mean the assist in that was
well, but the assist to call the glory from that goal. That's still a fantastic finish from Pet.
That is still
a very very good goal. Yes. Yeah. A very good finish.
Yeah. Similarly,
that one
Marriott's goal on Saturday.
With Charlie Lee, that's just a joke in the build-up.
And then, but I mean, he's had to stay composed in front of an open goal, and
he's having a striker in the box that knows where to be in the box.
He was there, wasn't he?
There was no one within five yards of him when he put that in. When I saw it, I was like, how has he
How has he got that much room there to just to nod it in front of it?
Most of them would have been looking Charlie Lee.
Waiting for that to go top. That's that.
Yeah.
But how perfect was Pets? Was it's a 10 out of 10, isn't it? No one in the world is ever going
to
say
I
that.
Didn't even know how to celebrate that. If the goal hadn't been there, that would have hit me in the face.
We'll have to stick you on the North Terrace.
And all I could do was just that. In celebration. And I caught him after the game and I just had to say to him,
Wallace, if you don't know how to celebrate, just convulse.
If you'd have put that ball in the net with your hand, you couldn't have put it more in the corner.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was no follow through on the shot.
It bobbled up beautifully as he struck it. I watched it about 10 times.
But his foot hit the ball. His foot hit the ball, but didn't go any further. There was no swing through at all. It was like he just stabbed it. It rifled in.
You don't often see him hit like that, do you?
I've got used to rewinding things with one hand on the iPad now.
There's some strange gestures going on. Just like to make that clear.
I'm sure Tom Pett would be delighted that grown men are convulsing over his goal.
What about the standard of goals, full stop? Because Charlie Lee's, he's got one or two, hasn't he? Tom Pett's, now he's on five, I think, isn't he? And he doesn't.
Well, Cambridge, for instance. I was all over the place, Bob, that day.
You nearly landed on my seat, and you were three seats away from me.
Unbelievable, guys.
You ought to come with a health warning.
I think it's all pent up, isn't it? We've had 2 years of utter dross.
Yeah.
And now we're beginning to enjoy ourselves.
Now we've had a good month.
We can invite Graham back on
now. It's only 2 weeks old.
Yeah, sorry, it's not a month yet, is it?
Yeah.
Graham can come back on now.
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
And Wells is coming on. When are we arranging that for?
Oh, Dean Wells.
He said he'd come on.
Do you think Graham will let him come on?
Let's set up Player Your Cards Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Set it up because I just want to mention something else as well.
I know you do. Right, whose go is it to answer the question first? I can't remember.
Mine.
Okay. Right, so this is the...
Of course it is, Dino,
2000-2001 season.
Oh, that one.
Ooh. Your opening question, going to Dean, then the guest, then Steve. Guests can have a go each, or you can confer. It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, we'll go together, because you'll know the answers and I won't.
Okay. How many posts on the forum, as of when I left work, contain the word beer?
14.
Okay, over to you, guests, to confer and
contain the word beer.
Yeah.
Was this in 2001?
No, this is today.
This is as of today.
This is your start of a test.
Basically, to get the questions, I just go on the forum, search a word.
I've been reading the forum a lot for lately, and I haven't noticed the word beer too much. So I'm going to go with less than 14.
I'd go with about half that.
Although, of course, it could include last week, in which case...
Oh,
in which case, beer could probably feature quite prominently. No, I'm going to go with less than 14.
I think vodkas were going down rather a lot.
Yeah.
So I need a number.
What have you been doing? 9?
We need a number. 9, 10? 10. Let's go for 10. 10.
All right, then.
Good figuring.
Steve?
I'll go for less than that. 9.
Okay, Steve is correct. It was 6.
Oh.
See, I said 7.
Okay. So Steve goes first.
Okay, so Steve will be going first.
All right. Right. Going back to the squad, two players for me who certainly one of them has really not picked up too many plaudits for some reason, and on Saturday especially, he could have been man of the match, Chris Day.
Ah,
yeah.
That save on Saturday, and it wasn't just a save, he made sure that must have hurt him.
What?
Getting down to it and blocking that shot, he's bust a gut to keep that ball out.
Yeah,
and for me, Chris Day has just got better and better this season.
These young whippersnappers have come and gone.
Yeah,
but they can't keep him out.
And Ronnie Henry as well, he's kind of going unnoticed. It's the old Ronnie, isn't it? But I think he's bringing Tom Pett on.
He is. Well, from the East Terrace particularly, the instructions that go between Ronnie and Pet all day, is fantastic.
Yeah. But he used to do it with Laurie Wilson as well. I can't repeat it on here, but there was always one. I remember one shout, I can't remember what game it was in, but there was one of the big guns was down here, and there was one shout that Ronnie gave Laurie Wilson that day, and I'll tell you what it was afterwards because it contained some swearing, but... And I thought, if we were playing, I can't remember if it was Sheffield United or Wednesday, or somebody down here. And you could just, from that one thing that Ronnie said to him, you just saw, Laurie Wilson was having a good game anyway, but he just went.
He demands
mad,
high standards,
it was,
doesn't he, Rob? And
but it was,
they
you know,
actually squared up at the
yeah,
end of one game, didn't they, that
yeah.
season? They actually had an eyeball to eyeball.
It wasn't. He wasn't having a go at him. It was complimentary, but just the way that he'd said it, Laurie just.
It's the same as Beardo as well.
You
know, I've him and Rory, he's trying to bring Rory on. I mean, he said something in front of us a couple of weeks ago, didn't he, Beardo, to Rory? that he wasn't pleased
with. It wasn't terribly complimentary,
no,
was it?
But that day, Ron, Beardo, Ash and Darius, they've all got that attitude from the conference day.
And it's rubbing off on the other players.
Yeah, that's exactly why some of them are here.
Yeah.
And you look at some of those losers we had in that squad last season, I don't miss any of them that have been and gone.
I can't think of any of them.
Well, that's good, because it just shows that this squad, this group, for the want of a better phrase, they want to be successful and they want to do well. And you know,
I'm hoping Ronnie's going to be fit for Saturday. There was one
we didn't come off. We didn't make a substitution on Saturday.
I know.
He got crunched though, didn't he?
Well, but it was a sliding challenge. It was studs up. It was right.
I heard
in front
you referring to it because I was listening in.
And Ronnie's kept the ball and played on. The bench were going absolutely mad at this challenge that had come in. Play went on, and Ronnie was okay, but gradually he just started to hobble and was starting to feel it. And he was feeling it in the second half as well. And you were just hoping that he wasn't staying on just because he wanted to stay on.
When does that ever happen in a football match where you don't make a substitution?
Yeah, but it
not
it
often
was,
these days.
It's a problem position, isn't it, right back for us?
Yeah.
Well, you've got Whelpdale, haven't you, and that's it, really.
Well, yeah, it's a problem position for us, and I think you know, Ron. It just shows Ronnie's worth.
Yeah,
that he was kept on there, even at 2-0.
How long was there to go when Pet scored? Because then games.
Oh, it's still
20 minutes.
About half hour or so to go.
You'd have thought he'd have brought someone on for 10. You know, given Zola a few minutes in his legs, wouldn't you? But he didn't.
We were playing so well, I thought we'd just let them go and carry on.
Because sometimes, you know, when we talk about substitutions, and I say, well, I wouldn't change anything at the moment, but you generally do, just to make a change for change's sake. But fair play, Graham. They're all crawling back out the woodwork, aren't they? Hey. Oh, I bet he's sitting at home on Borough Chat loving it.
I was very, very careful. Even in my darkest moments, I was very, very careful not to say anything or make any posts or anything. Because, you know, he knows.
Yeah.
Do you know what was nice Saturday?
What?
I spent half time with Michael Brough.
Oh, I heard that you met him.
Lovely little Bruffy.
Was he there?
Yeah. No.
What was he doing there?
I don't know. I saw him. He was leant over the fence talking to Beardo on the stroke of half time.
We stood with
I
you.
Wandered across. Well, no, it was in the away end, and I just went over and said, "Oh,
they're good mates, ain't they? Bruffy and Beardo." Yeah.
We had a little chat. It was so nice to see him. Still looks about 12. No, he's not on yet.
Didn't spill your Fanta in his car, did you?
No. No. I love Bruffy.
Michael Brough.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Is he playing still?
That was the end of that.
And then Dean was going to say, well, what's he doing now then? And I was going to go, I don't know. That was the crux of the conversation, is what he's doing now, and I can't remember what it was.
He must have had some blooming drinks then, mustn't he, if he can't remember the
I've had a few before, yeah.
There's no point going to a away game if you don't have a few before.
Exactly.
No point going to a home game if you
don't have a few. No point going to a home game.
I don't get the chance to get out very often, so I took advantage of it. Hence why I ended up in Pop World.
Okay, you're going to play your game.
Oh, we're going to play this game. All right, that's good this season.
Player your cards.
Player
right.
Your cards. Still no jingle.
Still no jingle.
Unless someone has sent it and I've missed the email. There are some crackerjacks in this squad.
Oh dear, oh dear. Here we go.
2000-2001. Steve's going first.
Anybody who featured fewer than 8 times is not in it. Okay. So
okay.
7 and below are gone. 8 and above are in.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to kick you up. Now, remember, just to get the rules completely clear, you get a point if you get to 5, 3 points if you get to 10. Okay? Just to clear that up.
Don't you get 10 if you get to 10?
No. Right, your opening player, Smudger.
Lower.
With 40 total appearances. Remember, this is
right.
Starts and some appearances added together.
What? And what year was this? 2001.
Right. Mark Smith featured.
I'm going to declare an immediate problem in the sense I wasn't a fan then, so I don't know anything about it.
Right, you better be a good guesser.
Are you out already, Steve?
No, we haven't yet.
So Mark Smith is your starting line
okay.
of 40.
Come on then, bring it on.
So, higher or lower than Mark Smith's 40? Paul Armstrong.
Lower.
No, 47.
Paul Armstrong, 47. How did he do that?
How did that happen?
20 from the bench. Okay, we move around to the guests then.
Okay.
Right. So Paul Armstrong on 47. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Nathan Bunce.
I'm going to say 47.
Lower.
Lower, correct.
Cut his arm off cutting a tree down, didn't he?
29.
I was thinking 29.
Higher or lower than Bunce is 29?
Lower.
The gentleman, Mr. Adrian Clark.
Adrian Clark.
Lovely, lovely fellow.
Lovely bloke.
Come on, Bob, over to you, mate. You must
Yeah,
know
Clarkie.
Was he on a lot? Did you sense he seen
had,
him a lot when he was there?
Shut up, let me concentrate, you pillock. Clarkie, he wasn't a regular in the side, if I recall. I think lower.
I'm afraid you're out, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob. 43.
Oh, God.
You see, so obvious when you know, isn't it?
The second highest. 39 starts of that 43
wow.
as well. Okay. Dino,
ready.
On to you. 5 for a point. Adrian Clark's 43. Neil Illman.
I went out one New Year's Eve or something with Neil Illman drinking. Good God.
Oh, but he had a good night.
Oh, he was an animal. Good fun.
Was that? Night before a game.
I think it might have been actually. lower.
It is lower. 40. Higher or lower? Darren Hay.
Met him today. Lower.
It is lower. 33.
Works at college, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he was in my hotel today.
Higher or lower, not Jack and Ori.
Give you an anecdote
ooh.
About everyone.
Always a story. Higher or lower than Darren Hay? John Hampshire.
Right back. Probably.
Penalty taker.
Yeah, probably didn't have a reserve right back, probably higher.
That's the end of that then. 21.
I don't know.
Well, what an appalling round of play.
Who was a manager? Who was a manager then? Was that Paul Fairclough at the time into Wayne Turner?
I don't know.
Cluffy, yeah. Some wonderful players in here.
I didn't realise it was Darren Hay, so he was just about to leave. So I didn't get to talk to him about that day jigged around on the Woking shirt when he scored against us.
Who was our top scorer that season? Brilliant, Neil Illman.
I was going to say, probably Neil Illman, yeah.
Closely fucked with 17, Darren Hay 16. Players of note. Ryan Kirby.
Chris Taylor in goal.
Chris Taylor, but it wasn't... Our main goalkeeper.
Oh, Paul Wilkerson.
Paul Wilkerson.
Yeah.
Robin Trott.
Yeah.
The wonderful, wonderful and wonderfully talented Richard Leadbeater.
Yeah. Give us some randoms.
Kofi Nyama.
I know, I remember him. Kofi Nyama, yeah.
John Morgan.
Yep.
Gary Wright.
Gary Wright, quite liked him.
Wright, yeah. Good player, yeah.
Mark Graham. Leon Court.
Leon Court. Ended up in, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he shouldn't have got caught.
Christian Metcalf, Super Sam McMahon, Robbie Miller.
Ah, it was Paul Fairclough because I had words with Christian Metcalf one night up at Southport after a skimful.
Sam McMahon. I actually love Sam McMahon.
Sam McMahon, good player.
I was a whippersnapper. 17 years old on the terrace. Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant game, ruined by poor knowledge.
We will we'll be waxing lyrical about this squad in 10 years' time, you know.
Yeah.
We will we be on Saturday?
I was going to say, what do we think is going to happen Saturday? We haven't talked about that yet.
Well, it'll be a minor miracle if we get anything from Shrewsbury, surely.
We never do, usually.
It's a terrible ground for us.
Never win there.
And they've only conceded 3 goals all season in 11 games.
And after last year, my friend and I walked out for about the third year and went, we're never coming back to this place ever again. It is rubbish. And now here we are with a week to go going, oh, well, actually, maybe we should go again.
2.5 hours from Luton, that's all. Got
to
be worth it.
Macca with a point to prove.
Wow.
It's big, that, isn't it? Going back to his old club. It's weird.
Who did we do that with? Who did Gary Smith do that with? And he put, I can't remember who the player was now. We only just signed it. You thought, oh, he'll be in there. The real point to prove. And he was absolutely diabolical.
Junior Lewis?
Ben Chorley, was
Ben
it?
Chorley, ben that's Chorley. Yeah.
The Orient. Yeah. The Orient fans are going, we told you so. We told you so.
Yeah, what a choker that was.
Yeah, so does Macca come in for Walton?
Well, for me he does, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
He must be our secret weapon against them. He must know everything they can do in advance and who will.
Graham will keep his cards to his chest.
The way players have a habit of doing well against their old club, I'd be inclined to let Macca play. Yeah.
That was all about him as well.
Yeah, that'll surprise old Mickey Lemon though, won't it? Because he won't know. He won't. He'll go, what's Wesley thinking? Like, nobody gets inside that Wesley brain, though.
Good side. They
must be. Let him go.
They're rubbish away.
Yeah, they weren't great against Luton, were they?
Graham saw him that night, didn't he? Went over and had a look.
He'd have had a look and done his work on that one.
Yeah. I think we're upsetting people now. So, and I've made my bold statement on the old Twitter today.
Mine was bolder. Yeah. I've not checked if that's been favourited.
Yeah, Greg Kett's keeping an eye on me. And I always rely on Greg to pull me up on the summit.
What was your statement?
What did you put, Mark?
Well, top seven. Easy.
Oh, he said definitely top seven, and I said
easy.
I said he's the difference between top seven and automatic.
Easy. There ain't no way we're not getting in playoffs. Don't you go booking trips away for playoff weekends and all
say,
that.
I've got a Snowden trip lined up. But
well, Greg was checking the other day for his stag do.
Well, it won't be Wrexham.
No. So Brunt as well. Brunt as well, and there's no doubt that we won't make the playoffs. There's no chance of us not making the playoffs with him as well.
If we manage to win Saturday, I think that will be kind of like the key point about us
throwing out.
We are in for this now.
It's a big teller, isn't it, on Saturday?
Yeah.
It's how far we've come, isn't it? Yeah. One of those benchmarks, they call it, don't they?
Yeah.
Is this a false moon? I mean, that York game earlier in the season, you'd be thinking, if we got a point out of that, you'd be really happy.
Well, it's like Morecambe, wasn't it? We were happy with a point from Morecambe, although that, you know, the ref bottled the penalty decision, didn't he, in the last knock-ins.
Big style.
It'll be interesting to see how we react when we do get beat again, whoever it may be, whenever it may come. We're not going to go the rest of the season unbeaten, so it'll be interesting. The longer these runs go on, the harder it is when you get beaten, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
That long run.
He'll just refer back to that Luton defeat in that conference winning season, and then where do we go on the Monday to Crawley or Wimbledon, and we just went, boom, there we go.
But it is a big thing, isn't it? It's just, to build yourself up 6, 7, 8 games unbeaten, whatever it may end up being.
I mean, I don't know what it's...
To then get beat, you go one or two ways, don't you? Either end up losing 3 on the spin while you recompose yourselves, or you've got enough about you just to...
It's not just how the players react, it's how the management react as well, isn't
and
it?
And your fans.
Yeah.
Good point.
Do you think any of those down at Braggers take any notice of us idiots? They must roll in on a Monday and go, oh no... Hollis has had a go at me at the weekend, or
none of them ever know if I've had a go. I can't remember the last time I had a go at anybody. I reckon it was Darius against Luton. I think that's the last time I really let anyone have it.
It's your age.
Yeah, I just can't bother anymore.
No,
there hasn't been a Wesley in or out vote on Borough Chat for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Things must be looking up.
This is the funny thing though, when you're playing badly and you're getting really bad results or whatever, and people do question the management. But do we actually think that really they really know what they're doing? They probably really do. or are they a little bit?
I think we're quite. I think from my point of view, anyway, is different to you know, from 5 years ago when I was a fan to where I am now.
Are you now?
I know Graham a little bit better, and I know how he works, and you know,
we've learned some tough lessons, haven't we?
We have learned some tough lessons, you and I. Steve, not so much, because he you know, he don't play it too dangerous.
My office. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He don't play it too dangerously.
Yeah, same with the lessons I used to learn with Bob Making.
But even I was beginning to doubt where he was going to get us out of this. Mm. And those players must have as well. Your Ashes, your Daisies.
Yeah.
We've not been, you know, he hasn't been winning football matches for, what, 3 years now, Graham? And even he must have doubted himself. And I'll ask him that when we get him back here. Did you doubt yourself? He'll say he didn't.
Of course he will.
Yeah.
But he must have done.
I don't
point.
Even know what the word means.
And, but I never, ever wanted rid of him in the last, you know, couple of months. Never. Because I knew, deep down, he would turn it around. And, you know, people will call me a brown noser again, no doubt. But I didn't doubt that he would. Somehow, by hook or by crook. He don't give up.
And what is that Christmas factor? Because they always say, well, we always play better after Christmas. Yeah. And what happened? We get to Boxing Day or whatever, and we play a week before. But yeah. I mean, suddenly it was all okay again. Mm. What is it about Christmas that makes Graham Wesley's side come together?
I think all the players despise him and they're looking to get out in January. Put a bit of a shift in on Christmas, lads. Put yourself right in that window. I'm only joking, Graham, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hang on a minute, what's that buzzing?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, he did say, this lot have got to gel together, they don't know each other, they've got to get used to my ways. And he said that to you on Saturday, didn't he, Steve, I think? They're beginning to get him. That's how I read it.
Yeah.
Did you? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, that's plain for everybody to see, though, isn't it? Mm. It is plain for everybody to see. And like I said, with that bit inside the 18-yard box, inside the York 18-yard box.
Uncharacteristic Stevenage play.
There was so much confidence in there. Mm. There really was.
Going into training must be different, though, now, isn't it? You're going into training in September, October, you must be going, ooh, what's he going to come up with today? And now you're going in with a spring in your step, aren't you? You're just oozing confidence and confidence, and that must just rub off on everyone else.
Wasn't it Tom Pett in his interview just after this last weekend said that they are working harder in training, they're doing more training again? Now, I don't know what their normal regime is. We know it was fairly severe when Wesley was here before.
But I'm wondering whether
when they were losing every week.
I'm wondering whether that's half the realisation as well. That hang about, you know, we've got this to work for, and you know, one thing leads to another. But there is that thing about fitness over this, you know, from now on in as well. The pitches start getting pretty heavy, including our own, and you know, the fitness levels have got to be there. You're going to have
not
Tuesday
in good
games
nick,
coming.
The pitch.
I did our ground staff a disservice after Exeter, didn't I? I think they've done that on purpose. They haven't, because they'd have corrected it if they had. And we need it now. We need it like a carpet after watching that at York.
You're not going to get that now.
You won't get it.
Of things, because that pitch, I think, is going to struggle now for the rest of the season. As we've seen, especially when it gets a bit wet.
So what we got? We've got Shrewsbury, Oxford, Bury and Hartlepool, haven't we? Bury are in a poor run of form. Oxford are just shocking.
That's 12 points, isn't it? Oxford are poor. Beat Shrewsbury when you get 12 points. Hartlepool is nothing.
Yeah, so yeah, you've got to look to be getting 10 out of 12, 12 out of 12 now.
Otherwise,
Graham, but
otherwise,
you know,
I'm going to be up,
you've up the ante, mate.
We're jinxing it, you know that, don't you?
He'll be delighted to hear that. It's 12 out of 12, Graham, or there'll be another poll on the forum. We've started getting demanding again. How many times have I said he works at his best when everyone's getting at him? He had it too easy when he came back. Everyone, oh good, Graham's back.
Yeah.
And then it weren't great. Yeah. And then it got to a point a few weeks ago where it was at fever pitch, where he had people gunning at him in the stands and that. And he loves it. He loves it.
It's like the old pantomime, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh no, it isn't.
He had the old silk slippers out last season. Him and Phil Murray were sharing a cigar together, weren't they? You know, oh, we'll get out of this, no drama. But
he was asked pre-match this week about the fans' reaction beforehand, and was it a case of?
He was a bit prickly with Luke on putting Thursday last
wrongs
week,
right,
wasn't he?
And he said, "I don't really know what you're talking about."
Yeah.
So,
if I'd have been there, I'd have said, "You do know. You know exactly what I'm talking about." Luke's too polite. That was it.
It's funny you should say that, Graham. I've actually got them all printed out in my. Have a little read through that, and then start again.
I am looking forward to having him back.
Yeah, right. I am. Yeah.
Let's have some predictions then. I think we've just done it. Stevenage.
12 out of 12 for me, please, Steve.
Scores, please.
I'm a bit cagey. I think 1-1.
2-1. 2-1 to us.
I hope so, but I think it's going to be a draw.
Yeah, I think 1-1, and I'll be delighted. Yeah.
I'd be quite happy if we came away with 1-1, 2-1.
Yeah. Graham will be playing not to lose, I feel, definitely.
This defeat is their attitude.
I know. Yeah, after all they've said for the last 40 minutes, and now they're going,
we said we'd be happy with 10 points out of the next four. You're the one that's saying 12.
I'm throwing everything into the Wesley basket now.
All right, 3-0 then away.
Well, they've only let in 3 and 11, so I don't think we'll score 3, but we'll get 2.
I'm going for a draw. 2-1.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not conceding twice.
No.
We're not. It's not going to be a high-scoring game either,
no.
I feel.
I don't think they score bucket loads, do they?
No.
Yeah, we'll be
fine. I'll take 1-0.
We've beaten them already.
5 yards offside.
We beat them. That was back to the wall, wasn't it?
1-0, yeah. How we
that
won
was
that.
Back to
we,
the wall.
If we'd have lost that 4-1, we couldn't have had any complaints.
Oxford at home?
Shrewsbury at home. We beat them 1-0.
No, I mean, is the next game?
Oh, Oxford at home, yeah. Michael Appleton, one of the most overrated managers in the Football League.
If we could tonk Oxford at home, that'd be as good as that time we stuffed Woking 5-0 them years ago. I'd love to do them 4 or 5-0. Yeah. Or let them go 1-0 up. To 1-0 at half time and beat them 4-1 or something. It'd be absolutely delightful.
To what Cambridge and Oxford in a season would be delightful. But
I want to start getting managers the sack now. Like we did when Mark Stimson was
in the other. Every time we beat somebody, the manager would be out the following
Monday. I think
Monday
we got
morning.
Rid of 5 out of 6, didn't we, in a little run that Stimmo had. Let's start getting booed as we go into grounds, and let's get booed as we go out, and let's start getting managers a sack.
Get Saturday out of the way, and you could be looking at that scenario.
Yeah,
like Oxford and Bury, and some of these games coming up.
I love it when we arrive at away grounds and people start turning their nose up at us. I want that again. I want you kicking off.
No, that's you, Dean.
I want you, Watkins, kicking off with opposition journos because they go, you're big, strong, and physical. He gets so right. I love it. I had to defend his honour at Portsmouth this season. You wouldn't believe it, would you? Look at him sitting there all innocent. He really rears up.
Oh, dear.
Is he big softy?
No, he went for it. Oh, he went for it with it.
Right, any more for any more. And Mark, have you got anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think I have.
No? Dino, you're doing something, aren't you, in the next couple of weeks?
I'm doing, hopefully. I'm under the doctor at the moment, unfortunately.
You wouldn't tell me you were dating.
Oh. I'm the doctor, yeah. I'm under the doctor. I'm doing 10K in a couple of weeks, and in London, me and the thinking man's crumpet, Ken Jude and Muttley, we're doing 10K in London.
Yeah, and what's that in aid of?
I can't remember, but I'm trying to raise some funds for Gambia as well, because I don't know if I mentioned it, I'm going to Gambia.
Are you?
Again, yeah.
Right.
You're probably doing a bike ride of some description, just to keep the interest going. So yeah,
a
couple of weeks.
Okay, so, and people can sponsor you, can they?
Yeah.
On your website? Help me out here, Dean.
I don't know.
I'm trying to help you here.
I've got a Virgin thing. I've got a Virgin.
Have you?
Christ.
Is this the first one?
Oh, wow. This is why I advertised our 10K stuff and went live and all that.
Maybe Pete can throw the link up for me.
If anybody knows Dean, they can find
Twitter.
It on Twitter or
at Dino's13 or Facebook.
Sponsor him if you want. Yeah. Don't bother. Do if you can find it.
We need to help. The thing is, he doesn't like to self-promote.
Let's be honest about this.
They're having a tough old time in Gambia, and the tourism's all died off. And you know, then we're going to turn up.
You think can't get much worse, can it? You think he's bad now?
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Why, seeing as you've done Gambia and that a few times, and you do your bike rides and that, I've been watching that Walk in the Nile. Mm. I'd do that,
yeah.
Yeah.
What, Walk the Nile?
Cycle the Nile. You cycle it, you run it, and I'll drive.
That's good.
That'd be lovely. No one came back to me with any suggestions for my for anything I could do to raise funds for anybody.
Yeah, because you ruled out most
everything. Yeah.
Well, if anybody can come up with anything, we're still looking for something for Mark to do. Bless
you. You can come Gambia.
No.
I have to raise about £2,000 to go Gambia.
No, it's a grand.
20 quid.
It's a grand. All right. Just had an email actually while we've been sitting here about.
You raised £2,000
from the nurse
to cover me as well, and I'll come to Gambia.
From the nurse, I've got to travel. I've got to get travel appointment ASAP. We're not registered yellow fever centre, so I need to attend the centre not less than 2 weeks before your trip for this vaccination.
I think the more I think,
sure
about
you've got
it, I think I'm with Steve. I think I'll.
You don't want to go anywhere where you need
I'll,
a jab.
I'll
do,
you? I'll do a. Charity thing somewhere. I don't need a jab. I think if you go to a country where you could die, I think I could raise more sponsor money over the years through not dying.
Then people might sponsor
very
you
good point.
On you know, because you might die, and they might see that as
right. Okay. On that note, I think
you need to edit some of that out.
Time to move on. I don't know. I'm back. It won't be next week. I know I'm pretty tied up, so hopefully the week after. And hopefully we'll have a few more victories to talk about. Loads of victories.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys. We've got some Tuesday night games coming up.
We like the Lamex at night.
We love the Lamex. I've missed that, actually, a Tuesday night at the Lamex.
Mm-hmm. Been a long time.
Some big ones as well, yeah. Portsmouth and...
Bury.
Bury. Yeah. Plymouth, I think. Nice.
No, it's not
the old
first pick
of
Hartley.
He's not playing at the moment.
No,
he's playing an injury.
Okay, thanks to Deltic.
Thank you.
Thanks to Banker Bob.
Yep.
Thanks to Dino and Mark.
Thanks.
Thanks to Steve.
Thanks to Steve.
Thanks
to
lending us your microphone.
Yep.
Until next time.
Yep. Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. A Load of Old Toffee.